A UW Eau Claire employee has filed a federal lawsuit claiming she faced racial discrimination and was demoted from a job because she's white. It's Monday, December 18th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Joe Schultz reports on Wisconsin's progress in renewable energy projects. And the Milwaukee Health Department has plans to make Milwaukee the healthiest city in the state. Margaret Faust will have more on their five-year plan. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A UW Eau Claire employee has filed a federal lawsuit claiming she faced racial discrimination and was demoted from a diversity, equity, and inclusion job because she's white. Rich Kramer reports the suit claims the UW Board of Regents and a chancellor failed to address a hostile work environment.
The suit filed by Rochelle Hoffman claims she faced intense opposition after being named interim director of the campus's Multicultural Student Services Office last year. It alleges students told her former supervisor they didn't want white people overseeing spaces intended for students of color. She says faculty members also raised concerns about the optics of former DEI leaders who were Asian and black being replaced by a white woman. The university and UW system could not be reached for comment, and attorneys representing Hoffman were unavailable to discuss the suit. Third-party investigators with the UW disagreed with Hoffman's claims in an internal complaint filed last year. They said Hoffman's examples of opposition didn't show evidence of a pattern of discrimination. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the cost of removing private lead water pipes could run up to nearly $1 billion, and DNR staff say an infusion of federal funds is not enough to meet the need. The DNR told the Natural Resources Board on Wednesday that the state has more than 147,000 known private lead lines. Those pipes typically run from the street to people's homes. The agency estimates 229,000 pipes on the private side either contain or collect lead. The DNR's Jim Ritchie told the board that Wisconsin is set to receive close to $400 million in federal funding to address lead lines.
We think we'll be able to remove as many as 95,000 lead service lines.
Ritchie says that's a small portion of the overall need. The agency's estimates don't include costs to remove around 158,000 lines owned by Wisconsin utilities. Wisconsin continued to make progress in its transition to renewable energy in 2023, but as Joe Schultz reports, environmental advocates say there's still a long way to go.
The State Public Service Commission estimates that 8 utility-scale solar projects will come online by the end of the year. They anticipate another 3 will be operational in 2024. Together, those projects will power an estimated 245,000 homes. Chelsea Chandler is with Clean Wisconsin.
It's fantastic that we're seeing all of these solar projects coming online and with so many approved this year. But we do have a ways to go to make sure that we are on pace to meet our clean energy goals.
She says the state needs to build 31,000 megawatts of solar to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A federal agency says a planned $700 million natural gas plant in Superior won't have significant effects on the environment. The Rural Utilities Service issued the finding as part of its latest environmental review of the Nemadji Trail Energy Center. Several utilities are partnering to build the plant as part of plans to shift away from coal and invest in renewable energy. Environmental and indigenous groups have fought the project. They say building a plant that relies on fossil fuels feels like a step backward in the fight against climate change. The Rural Utilities Service found the project would cut carbon emissions on the regional grid by more than 800,000 tons each year compared to keeping coal plants online. Utilities hope to begin construction next year. The project is still facing legal challenges from environmental groups. Milwaukee has a new plan to address racism and health equity over the next 5 years. Margaret Faust reports the Milwaukee Health Department has dozens of strategies aimed at making Milwaukee the healthiest city in Wisconsin.
The report lays out 3 goals to address racism and health inequities. First, create healthy infrastructure like housing. Next, improve maternal and child health. And finally, make sure every neighborhood is a safe place to live, work, learn, and play. 2,000 people responded to surveys about how their health could be improved. The city's Commissioner of Health, Mike Todoritis, says this plan is set up for success because the community had a say.
Being intentional about it also makes sure that we're bringing the right people to the table and that the right voices are heard as we make that plan for each of the focus areas.
About 60 healthcare systems, businesses, and nonprofits have already signed up to help execute these goals. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, the Green Bay Packers lost at home to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 34-20 yesterday. Green Bay now 6-8 on the year. They will take on the Carolina Panthers this upcoming Sunday at noon. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today on this Monday. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Hit that subscribe button. We'll automatically be back here in your feed tomorrow morning and every weekday after that. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.